Blog Talk Radio.
We got our diabetes under control.
Sure it is.
And our weight, well, I'm sure another 3 donuts won't matter. And hell, I've got pills for the hypertension. Ah, sugar, sugar. Mankind's invention that kills. Really, really kills. Join us tonight as we explore the food equivalent of a 1976 Ford Pinto suddenly bursting into flames. It's Eat Me with Eli, the guy who's had 3 heart attacks and a stroke, myself struggling with diabetes and hypertension, Peggy, sweet Peggy, probably sprinkles sugar all throughout the day, and Ray the Undertaker, who sees the final results of sugar. So sit back, eat some caramel corn, and enjoy. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Rasilvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
Ray.
And I'm Ray, the Undertaker.
Oh, both our listeners, welcome. It's a Thursday night, and we're going to talk about what the worst sugar food. Ray, how the hell did we get to this point? I mean, who invented sugar?
You know, it's temptation. I truly believe it's temptation. Because anything that tastes good is no good. Remember that.
That's good. I like that. And
if it tastes good, it's no good for you.
Yeah, that sort of is the basis of this podcast, I guess. But, I mean, how did we get this way? I mean, the pilgrims, they're sitting there having Thanksgiving with the Indian folk, and I'm sure there wasn't a sugar container or little packets sitting on the table. So,
like
how did you get here? Refined sugar. Seriously, Eli, do we eat anything at all that doesn't have sugar as an ingredient?
You know, probably not, John. I mean, it's everywhere. But I will say this. Sugar's better than those little colored packets.
Those ones that they don't taste like sugar. They taste just like chemicals. I don't like those. I'd rather have regular sugar.
I mean, sugar's not going to give you cancer like those other ones. Your teeth might fall out, but, you know, you get type 2 diabetes. You got to give and take everything in life.
Yeah. But who came up with this whole thing? Well, you know, hey, let's pour this white granulated sugar all over our stuff that we're eating. Who decided that? A question for the ages, huh? I mean, at some point, somebody came along and decided to cut down sugar, process it, and turn it into granulated whatever. I mean, somebody came up with this concept, and now we've got it in everything. I just got through eating some more. I'm drinking peach nectar. Oh, my God. It's only 140 calories. It's got a good amount of sugar in it.
I have an answer for you about who invented it.
Who
came up
Fire
with
away,
it? It was the first chemically refined sugar appeared on the scene in India about 2,500 years ago. From there, the technique spread east to China and west toward Persia and the Islamic world, eventually reaching the Mediterranean in the 13th century. So it's been around a long
time. Then the Europeans brought it over and destroyed my mother's people with it.
Well, so all diabetics need to blame India? Huh.
Hey, John.
India.
Your phone's cutting in and out. Michael from Stone Mountain, Georgia wants to know if you've got an Obama phone.
No. No, I do not. I do not have an Obama phone, damn it. Michael's from Stone Mountain, Georgia, okay? And that's about as close in the south as West Virginia is. You know, I mean, come on, that's the liberal country, isn't it? Don't they have toucans and string? And he's making fun of my phone? My goodness, Michael.
John,
Michael,
I am purely the messenger. And Gary from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, says his wife can't listen tonight, that she enjoys it too much, and says she might eat his wallet and get up to like 450 pounds. Now, I don't advocate getting overweight, but I do advocate eating something terrible for you at least once a week.
Well, okay, of all the food that you consume, Eli.
Yes, sir.
What's the sugariest, the sweetest?
Sugariest? Yeah, I have to admit, I have this insane craving for Captain Crunch, and I eat it by the box. I literally eat it by the box. First time Stacy stayed over and I ate cereal in front of her, I get this bowl out. She's like, "You going to make a cake?" I'm like, "No." She goes, "What do you have a mixing bowl?" I said, "I eat some Captain Crunch." But I do use skim milk.
Well, I'm telling you, I in high school, I actually had an intramural basketball team that was called the Magnolia Bulkheads from Captain Crunch. You betcha. I loved Captain Crunch when I was younger, too.
Heck yeah.
And then as you get older, various people tell you shouldn't be eating that shit. Well, you know, what can you do? Now you're addicted. Ray, what's this sugar going to do to you?
The sugar's not going to do anything to you.
Okay.
Consuming sugar does not send your glucose up. Your pancreas does. There is sugar in everything that you eat. And when your food goes through your body, it makes the sugar. It's not the sugar that you're putting in your body. It's what's being made.
So
a lot of people don't know that. Carbohydrates are the problem with diabetes, with high glucose and high sugar. Carbohydrates are the culprit. It's not what you eat. It's not donuts. It's not candy. It's the carbohydrates in the stuff that you eat.
So
you lower your carbohydrates, you lower your sugar, your glucose. And that's the bottom
really
line.
Do you really need a pancreas?
The keto diet.
I can testify,
yes,
John.
Yes, the pancreas
you
controls
it.
Everything with diabetes.
Yeah, but if you didn't have a pancreas, then your body's not producing the glucose, the sugar, basically. And
right.
You'd be healthier, right?
No, absolutely not. You need a pancreas. Everything works in coordination. Everything in your body works in sync with everything else. When you smoke, that's why you get the smoker's cough, because your body is rejecting what's not supposed to be put in your body. And that's it. When you have diabetes, when you're eating the wrong stuff and you're eating the wrong carbohydrates and everything, the urine controls your sugar leaving the body. And a lot of times you can't urinate the glucose out of your body. And that's why you have to have insulin, and you got to start that. Everything is based through the kidneys with the sugar. It comes out of your body through your kidneys. Your kidneys are the biggest filter in the world.
So what's the worst thing, Eli, as far as us sugar lovers are concerned, besides Captain Crunch? It's State Fair time.
Hello. John, I'm thinking elephant covered in powdered sugar.
Yeah. Out here we have Indian fry bread.
Oh, God, and I love fry bread.
You can put anything on that. I mean, powdered sugar. You name it. You can put it on Indian fry bread.
I usually go honey.
Thing, when you prepare your food, the whole thing to keep a healthy sugar level is look at your carbohydrate intake. Everything is on the packages, and if you got a high carbohydrate count, it's no good for you. That's creating sugar. Not that there's sugar in there. There might not be sugar in that particular food. But if the carbohydrate count is high, it makes the sugar in your body.
Huh. So I've got I'm ingesting 34 grams of carbs in my drink.
Right.
And my drink is a fruit drink, peach nectar.
Right.
It's probably not the best thing for me to be eating, correct, or drinking, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So I should switch to alcohol. I should become an alcoholic. There you go.
Yeah, good old bottle of gin gets you going, John.
I enjoy.
Any drink that's colored is no good for you.
Really.
Any soft drink, or anything, any colored soda or anything is no good for you. It's absolutely no good. I'll tell you, I'm not knocking a product, but I'll say the product. You take Coca-Cola. If you take a piece of liver and put it in a glass and fill it up with Coca-Cola and just lay it there and then take that piece of liver out of there the next day, you'll never drink another Coke again.
Oh, I see. You're right, Ray. I would drink a Diet Coke the next day, though.
No. Yeah, even the Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah.
You would not drink any colored soda after doing that. I'm telling you. Yeah, try it. Put a piece of raw liver in a glass. Pour a colored soda in it, and take that piece of liver out of there the next day. You'll never drink another soda again. Huh.
Well, I don't think he knows me, John.
I'm going to be going to Vegas next month, and that's the only time I drink alcohol is in Vegas. And I drink only one drink when I go to Vegas, and that's Sex on the Beach. First of all, I like to ask the waitress for it, number one, because I can I I can adjust my voice and sound really snarky and sexy, I think, when I'm ordering sex on the beach. But colored drink, it is.
You know, well, John, there's a honky-tonk band here in Indiana I follow called Cold Heart. And Stacy had never seen him perform, so we went to see him in Plainfield, and they had sex on the beach for $5. So Stacy said she wanted it, so I thought I was going to get lucky, and the guy brings out this alcohol to us. I was really disappointed.
Really?
Yeah. But I did try hers, and it was good.
It's got cherries and various fruit items. It's,
yeah, it's like fruity drinks.
It's I don't know. I mean, it's a gay drink. I'm pretty sure it's gotta be. Got an umbrella.
Hey, Janice from Concord, Massachusetts wants to get in the wrestling tourney with the Siren of Sarasota.
All right.
Hey, all these women want to wrestle you or with you.
I don't know why. Hey.
You know
why?
Every week someone wants to wrestle Peggy. I just
don't
get it.
Yeah, they're always
want
to wrestle with Peggy, John, not us.
I think they just have like yellow. That's it.
And how much
sugar
is in yellow?
We pay to see you wrestle, Peggy.
What?
I told Janice I would pay to watch her wrestle with you. You guys can get you guys can wrestle together. We can find two other girls, and you guys can tag team it.
I don't know about that.
And if you're too excited to sleep the night before, Peggy, I would make you some NyQuil Jell-O shots.
NyQuil Jell-O shots. Dude, that sounds great.
Yeah,
I was thinking about having one of those. That, like, it seems like the new trendy thing for restaurants and for a lot of different things is vinegar, stuff with vinegar in it. I just was seeing like vinegar lemonade or pickle lemonade, yeah. And
tell me
those.
Coolicles. Yeah, all right, we need to get Ray's opinion on pickle drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want a nice drink? You get rice vinegar. Rice vinegar and you mix alcohol with rice vinegar. Oh, that's fantastic right there.
Yeah, really?
That's good for you, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, without a doubt. Rice vinegar is very, very sweet. And you may mix drinks with that, it's great stuff.
Well, looks like I've got an assignment this week.
West Virginia got the vinegar pie.
You
vinegar
betcha.
Pie.
If you've never had vinegar pie, you need to look it up online and check it out. I like it. I've actually made a vinegar pie before, a la West Virginia style.
That's another good one. Vinegar is the best thing for you.
Huh.
Well, yeah.
Vinegar burns out the cholesterol like no tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But you can't. You see a lot of people drink it, and it burns the heck out of their stomachs. But you got to figure out a way to drink the vinegar without hurting yourself. I drank vinegar for about 10 years, but I put it in tomato juice, and it the tomato juice is acidy too. But the tomato juice helps you digest the vinegar. Vinegar is the best thing for you.
Well,
really?
What about the apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, apple cider vinegar. It's good, but I use various stuff like that, and it keeps my cholesterol down.
So save your pickle juice after you have your sugary Captain Crunch. Maybe you can have a shot of vinegar.
In West Virginia, who goes to the grocery store, the little market there in town, and he has the proprietor save the pickle juice from the big jars of pickles, you know,
mm-hmm.
where you can go into a store and buy a single pickle. Well, he ends up saving the juice from these large containers of pickles and then drinks it.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Great for you.
Yeah, previous the lady I was with previous to Dayton Stacy, her mother drank pickle juice almost every day. She lived almost 100. So I don't know. Maybe we should try it.
Maybe. I mean,
cranberry juice also. Best thing for your kidneys.
What is?
Pure cranberry. Cranberry juice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unsweetened juice. Best thing for your kidneys. Keeps your kidneys working like no tomorrow.
And how much sugar is in cranberry juice?
Well, you get the unsweetened kind. You can buy the unsweetened kind. And it's about 8%.
Unsweetened cranberry juice. Well,
yep.
That's sounds disgusting.
That sounds about as much fun as going to the proctologist.
Oh yeah, but it works. Nothing that tastes good is good for you. Remember that. Always remember that. If it tastes good, it's no good for you.
Hey, John, we got a big fan. Pam out in Sparks, Nevada says, this show blows every show out of the water in the network. She says, everyone needs a raise.
Everybody.
Yeah, I'm disappointed she didn't want to wrestle Peggy, though.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe next.
What kind of wrestler are you, Peggy?
Yeah. You Greco-Roman or what? Or are you like a WWE
wrestler, maybe? No. I actually have not wrestled in many moons.
Well, you need to get warmed up, it sounds like.
Yep. Yeah, I'll start working out and getting in shape.
There you go.
Go for it.
Then we'll challenge our listeners.
That's right.
Both of them. Yeah.
We got Dave from Goodyear, Arizona, who tapped right into the sex on the beach thing. He said, last time I had sex on the beach, I had too much sand in my mouth, and the damn showers at the beach sucked. Must have not have paid their water bill. So that's his
last time I had sex on the beach, I ended up with twin sons.
I just take a shower, but anyway, my God. Why is it that our podcast always ends up being sexually related, huh? Huh.
Because of Peggy. Oh, they're all hot for Peggy.
All right.
Oh.
Renee from Oceanside, California said that she loves this show and that you four are better than Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse. So maybe we're just odd.
Oh. What? Well, Peggy, that means you're Miss Yvonne. John, are you Pee Wee? I'll be Cowboy Curtis.
I don't know. I did some baseball announcing up in Sholo, Arizona this past weekend, and I told everyone that my name was Peanut Dugan, and I would be their ringmaster for the game. Oh, every time a batter would step into the batter's box, I'd have some snarky comment. We had a 6'4 player, his first baseman, and I said that he had been in the Guinness Book of World Records for 2 years as the world's tallest midget. So stopped briefly.
Yeah.
He stepped out and looked up at the press box, bless his heart. or the batter that comes in and I say, hey, every at bat counts towards his work release. But anyway, so Captain Crunch. Well, I haven't had a bowl of Captain Crunch in I don't know how long, Eli.
Yeah. Hey, since you invoked baseball, I'll throw mine out there. What's your favorite thing to eat at a baseball game that's horrible for you?
Well,
I'm going with a big old stadium dog with lots of mustard and onions. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, I might go for a bratwurst.
Oh, right.
We have the
great.
We have the funnel cakes out here. It's some kind of funnel, some kind of round thing with about 8 pounds of powdered sugar on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And they eat that stuff like zombies. You want to see them heading for the funnel cake truck. They're like zombies. Going to this truck.
I plan on eating them like they're going out of style at the state fair in August. And, John, you'll like this, John. I usually take a cup of, like, those restaurant jelly packs, you know, the little half-ounce ones. And I always, in addition to sugar, I always smear jelly on mine.
On your burger?
On my...
Okay.
Yeah, my funnel cake.
On your funnel cake?
They're great with strawberry jelly or grape jelly on them.
Mm. And powdered sugar. You know.
My mouth's watering. My pancreas is screaming.
Yeah.
Sorry,
When did you last go to a state fair, Peggy?
It's been a while.
You know, now that everybody wants to wrestle you, you're going to have to put on some weight, perhaps.
Hang around
along with the muscle, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to just hit the state fair and try out everything.
Yeah, come up to Indiana, Peggy. I lift weights. I still work out. I can get you nice and fat from eating with me.
Probably like a sumo.
I don't want you that big. I'd have to carry you around, probably.
I don't
John,
want to be
John, 336 listeners.
Wow.
God bless them, everyone.
God bless them all. Yeah, my Lord.
I am.
We need to start being conspiracy people. With that many listeners, we need to start telling them, you know, incorrect things that they can get behind, you know?
Well, you know, I think we do that. We tell them bad nutritional information every week, but they seem to come back for more, just like me at a buffet. I always come back for more, John.
Well, I've never seen them come back with me for more.
Ah.
Always remember, the last person you're ever going to meet is Ray or someone like Ray, you know? And, all of the damage you have done all throughout your life will be revealed.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's pretty much going to wrap up our show tonight. It's getting to that point in time where we have to say night-night to everybody. And we certainly appreciate everyone listening in. We've got to come up with something better for these people to listen to, don't we, Eli?
Oh, I don't know, John. I think they like talking about food.
And things on sticks. Until next Thursday, when we discuss and have fun. Until then, you guys take care. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racelvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
I'm Ray the Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Bye-bye now. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
See ya.